Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot happened this preseason for Mason Rudolph, and he looked good again last night in Carolina. Mike Tomlin, your thoughts on his second training camp and preseason as a Steeler?
You know, as a second-year guy, like we've asked all second-year guys, I think he's taken a significant step, not only in consistency and production, but just awareness and communication, overall general readiness. Like a lot of the second-year guys, I thought he came in physically ready from a conditioning standpoint. He carried that knowledge of last year's journey. So it's been a good process for him.
It has. So, I mean, it probably goes without saying that he's your backup quarterback, right?
So you're not going to say whether he's where he is on the depth chart?
No, I won't.
No. I'm not going that far. I'm not naming a backup quarterback yet. He's the backup quarterback. We've
Those
established
are decisions
that.
Made in-house, and you don't live in our house.
Yes.
Pretty much.
But we know he's the backup quarterback going forward. That being said, what else is he? Can we accept the fact that Mason Rudolph is the next guy for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
See, I can.
Yeah.
I think fundamentally the big question is, what will it take for a large number of the fan base, for Steeler Nation, if you will, to say that, not necessarily the next Ben, because that's a big uphill ask. I mean, it's a Hall of Famer. But that's the next starter for years to come for the Pittsburgh Steelers. What does it take to sell everybody in on this? Because, you know, you go to Twitter and you read Pony. Like,
you're delusional.
Right, you're delusional if you think this guy's going to be a starter for years in the NFL. Like, for me, I'm sold on it. But, okay, if it was a guy who was drafted 1-1, yeah, or first round top five, but the Steelers don't draft there.
Right.
If the Steelers could trade up and draft fourth.
I don't think they do.
So what does it take for the fan base to say, I'm sold on the fact that that guy's the successor to Ben?
You know what'll happen?
Or at least a majority of the fan base.
You know what'll happen, and it'll finally sell people. And I'm right there with you. Mason Rudolph's the next guy for this team whenever Ben decides to hang him up. What will happen is at some point in the next year or two, Ben will miss a game or two. And that's what you consider a significant amount of time for a guy who's your franchise quarterback and a future Hall of Famer. And Mason Rudolph will come in and play really well. And that's what will finally convince people that Mason Rudolph is the next starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm there already. I'll be honest, I was halfway there once they drafted him just because I liked the way he played in college so much. And I had my doubts after last year and the way he struggled in camp in the preseason.
Right.
But after this preseason, the only next logical progression is, like, show it to me in a regular season game and I'll believe it.
I'm sold on it. I'm sold that he's the next starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here's the other part of it, though. People will say, well, what sold you on it? The fact that he threw the football okay in a couple preseason games? Well, yeah, that's part of it. Also his pedigree. Also that he had a first round grade. Also that the Steelers really wanted this guy. And also his composure as a college quarterback. You know, I thought he was in a draft class where it was kind of interesting the way that quarterbacks were rated in a draft class. And I thought that if he was taken in the first round, a lot of people would have went, oh, okay, yeah, he's a first round draft.
Yeah, and I go forward thinking of him as the next Steelers starting quarterback unless I see something when he finally gets a regular season opportunity that tells me otherwise. And then maybe I'd walk it back a little bit. But even then, I'd say, no, I'm pretty sure this is the next guy, Jim.
Well, I agree with that, and I do agree that it's going to take an injury or Ben missing a game, and it's going to take a regular season game to convince people. But the Steelers are going to have to make an organizational decision here because, as we know, their contracts run out at the same time, and there's a chance, right, that Rudolph's going to get little to no playing experience before the Steelers would have to commit to him for the future.
I just have a sneaking suspicion on something. Ben Roethlisberger, as much as it pains me to say this, I think it's about a 50-50 proposition that Ben Roethlisberger, health-wise, can get to the end of his contract. This is one now where every hit that Ben takes, every little injury that he has, it's not like getting an injury when you're 24 years old.
Well, it's why this offensive line is so damn
correct.
Important. And why
it's so
important.
And why they're paid so much.
Yes, and why it's so important to keep them around and keep them together. And, but they're not getting any younger either.
Here's the other deal, though. In the state of football, in the current state of rosters, Mason Rudolph's value could be in he might have to play four games a year. He might have to play five games a year. I think there's value in that in the current NFL with keeping a guy. I mean, look at the Eagles situation in the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
There's value in keeping a guy around who you say he might not be a 16-game starter, but he could help us three, four, five games a year because our real guy isn't going to get through the whole season.
And that might not even happen in the next 3 years. I mean, let's play it out. Let's say the offensive line stays healthy and continues to play well. And let's say they continue to protect Ben Roethlisberger and he stays healthy through the next three seasons. And maybe misses a game here or there. But in that case, I still go with that line of thinking that you just laid out, which is, well, no. We need to have a very capable number two because now our guy's approaching 40. And if he still wants to play, then we need to have that very capable number two ready to go because he's not getting any younger and he's not getting any fresher.
And if someone needs to do it and they want to swing and throw at you a bunch of draft picks, then you go ahead and you deal with it at the time, right? Then you go ahead and you look at the offer and you shuttle off Mason Rudolph if it comes to that. And you could draft a guy in the second round again if you have to do that.
But in the meantime, I think we're on the same page.
You cultivate him as the next guy.
Yes, 4-1-2.
You can change the process as it's rolling, but you can begin the process to build up to something.
Sure.
And that's where I am with it, with Rudolph.
412-928-9370. That's how you call us. That's how you text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminding you to text responsibly. More than just this year's backup, even though Mike Tomlin won't admit it yet. Can you readily admit right now, are you ready to say Mason Rudolph is the next guy for the Steelers at quarterback? We continue that conversation next here on the Fan Morning Show. Mason Rudolph's a backup quarterback. We know that much. Are you ready to stamp him as the next one at quarterback for the Steelers after Ben is done? We are, but there are some out there, Pony, who would tell you that it's foolish to think that at this point. You're delusional if you think that. Dave is on the north side. He joins us on the Fan Morning Show. Is this the same Dave from the other day that was a big Josh Dobbs fan?
Hey, yes, sir. And look, the competition played itself out, and that guy looked good. He looked good. And I'm not Dave. I'm like Prince now. I'm not Dave from the North Shore. I'm Dave from Sharpsburg now.
Oh yeah, see what I'm saying? Yeah, who's Dobbs playing for? Is Dobbs going to play for the? Is he playing for the Hill District Rebels this weekend? I mean, what team's he playing on? Because he ain't good enough to play for the Steelers.
Come on, man.
Who's he playing for? Northside Steelers? I told you he was good enough for the Northside Steelers.
He'll get picked up by someone. Someone to pick him up.
A guy in Suda, Pee-wee.
They're going to keep him around here, Dave.
Morningside Bulldogs, maybe.
Maybe Sharpsburg. What are y'all, the Sharpsburg Raiders? Maybe they'll pick him up. I don't know.
Right, guy in Suda.
But, that Rudolph looked good, man. He looked
good. Yeah, he did.
And he showed some mobility, too, man, yesterday on a couple instances. And I'm comfortable with him.
Welcome to the Rudolph bandwagon,
wait a minute,
Dave.
Wait a minute, Dave. Let's back up. 72 hours ago.
Yes.
You were ready to run Mason Rudolph out of town.
No,
you were. You were ready to trade him, Dave.
No, I said let the competition play out. Y'all asked why is Mason Rudolph playing, and I said, "Hey, competition speaks for itself." That's what I said, and the competition won out. That's what. And I'm a man. I mean, hey, it won out. He looked good.
Yeah.
I never said Rudolph never looked good. I never said that. Okay. I never said Rudolph never looked good.
Can I ask you? Can I ask you a personal question? I'm going to do it anyway, even if you say no. What do you have going on this long holiday weekend, Dave?
Well, I take care of my parents, so my father's in the VA, so he's coming home for a stay for the weekend.
Nice.
And I'm probably going to throw some fish on the grill and watch the Pitt game.
Okay.
Which I don't think Pitt's going to win. That quarterback there. Now I'm not convinced of that quarterback picking. Now I can say that with a clear conscience.
George Whitfield, there he is. George Whitfield. This is great. Yes.
But I think I'm comfortable with him being a backup.
Okay.
And he looked good. I mean, thank you.
So, hold on. Are you checking out of somewhere? What are you doing right now?
No, I was talking to my neighbor handed me something. I'm sitting in the car with my wife.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm a neighbor, you know. But, you asked if anyone was comfortable now. I'm like, I'm on the bandwagon now.
All right. Take it easy, Dave.
Welcome, Dave. Have a great weekend, man.
Good for him for going to getting his dad out of VA and kicking it this weekend.
Yeah. A little cookout action.
Go over to Dave's for fish fry. It's on.
Yeah.
He's a quarterback whisperer, apparently. He knows everything. He's a quarterback expert. I do give him a lot of credit, because this never happens on sports talk radio, for reversing Fields and saying, I was wrong.
I'll admit you guys were right. Yes.
I do that. You do that. Very few hosts do that. Callers never do that. Big credit to Dave.
That was a big move by him.
I know. I thought he was going to call in and say, you know what, Rudolph, I saw what I saw last night. He's still not that good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.